Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Time for our Monday Expert segment. We talk about a different topic each week and invite you to send your questions in. And today we're talking hair dye. Everything from box dye, what happens when something goes wrong and your hair goes green, how do you care for hair that's been dyed. It's a massive industry. Hair dye sales are over $20 billion a year globally. In New Zealand, it's estimated more than 70% of women and 20% of men colour their hair. So if you have anything you've ever wanted to know about the hair dyeing process, send your question through to me on 2101. Or if it's easier, you can email me, jesse@rnz.co.nz. Joining us is Salute Hair and Day Spa owner and hairdresser of the year in 2023, Chinny Yeep. Hi, Chinny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day with us today. We really appreciate it. Hey, how did you win Hairdresser of the Year? What did you have to do to win that?
Well, I had to submit a collection of photos, and so I sent that away to Australia. It was judged by a panel of international guest judges, and yeah, I got to take home the lovely trophy.
How special. Is it good for business winning an award like that?
Generally speaking, yes, I think it can be good for business. It drives, you know, a lot of new clients to us, and lots of, you know, publicity for the hut, which is really nice.
Yeah, sure. And you're a colour specialist. What do you particularly enjoy about that part of hairdressing?
I enjoy everything. Colour is my jam. So I love all things colour. So hit me with your questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's one straight in from Rhonda. Rhonda wants to know, how old is too old to bleach your hair? She's in Wellington.
Oh, it's never too old, I say. You know, you're as old as you feel. And I say that to my clients. Some people say, you know, am I too old to colour my hair? And I always say, absolutely not. It's just got to be the right shade for you.
Yeah, how do you work out the right shade for somebody? Is it not the case that anyone can go any colour?
Well, yes and no. So that is a really tricky one. So red hair, for example, a lot of people love having red hair and it's trending, but it's got to be the right shade of red. So, you know, a shade of red comes in many forms. You could have a warm, a cool, same as your blondes. So it really depends on skin tone, comes down to that really.
Gosh, so it's not that you couldn't have that colour, but certain colours will look better for you.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a lot of blondes that come and see me, and a lot of people, they always say, you know, I'd love to have an ashy blonde. And to me, this is where I like to see a photo, because, you know, ashy blonde could mean one thing for one person and a completely different thing for another person. So ash is actually a very, very cool tone. So if I show that to them, a lot of the time they'll say, oh, no, that looks grey. That's not what I'm after. Yeah. And then they'll show me a picture and I'll be like, oh, that's actually, you know, quite creamy. It's more of a, you know, creamy warm blonde rather than an ash blonde. So yeah, a picture speaks a thousand words.
Okay, that's good. And that's probably not a bad sort of rule of thumb anyway, to show your hairdresser a picture of what you want before you just ask for it, because otherwise there's a good chance you're both thinking of two different things.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where consultation is key.
And that's assuming you go to a hairdresser. I mean, what do you think about the idea of buying something at the supermarket and doing it at home?
I'm going to ask you to wash your mouth out with soap right now. You are cursing on air. No, that is a big, big no-no.
I just asked the question, Chinny. Just asking questions over here.
No, we did like a big segment about it over the lockdown, as to why to not box dye and things like that. There's a whole multitude of reasons, but basically when you buy a box dye from the supermarket or chemist And it is a one size fits all, really. So, the box doesn't know what kind of hair you have. So it will just give you, what it says. And it's the strongest amount of pigment, it's the strongest amount of peroxide. And for those who have box dyed and had, horror stories, they'll understand what I'm talking about because they'll say, oh, on the box it said it's supposed to be that color, but it's actually not that color on my head.
Why would that
And
be
it
the
dries out the
case?
hair.
Why would the box not be an accurate,
Because it doesn't know what your hair looks like. So you could be a brunette picking up one shade. You could also be a blonde, or you could be someone with grey hair, and they're all picking up that box because they love the picture on the box. And they say, oh, I want that colour. They put it on their hair, but they all have different colour hair. One's blonde, one's brunette, one's grey. So that's going to take differently to all those different types of hair. Whereas when you see a professional, we tailor make that and bespoke it, and we'll say, okay, cool. So we've got this base, therefore we only mix up this much, and we need a little bit of more of this or a little bit less of that. And yeah, so it is catered for the person.
I hate to tell you this, Chinny. A lot of our questions are coming in about box dyeing, and so
That's okay. I expected that.
some people can't afford to go to a colourist on a regular basis. Do you have any advice
Yes.
for people who are determined to do it themselves at home?
Well, if they really, really must do it themselves at home, I would not suggest to pull it through to your ends. But there are lots of ways you can go about getting a salon colour these days. There's a lot of academies out there with trainees, and they use professional products, and you're doing it inside a safe, controlled environment, and you still have, a much superior product so that you're not drying out your hair and killing it. I am a real advocate of healthy hair, so it just hurts me when people want to box dye their
All
hair.
right, all right. I can tell I'm not going to convince you. Someone asks on text, someone
No.
asks, how come we can always tell when a man dyes his hair? Do they have different hair to women?
Well, no, not necessarily. When a man colours their hair, if they are just sort of putting it on as a blanket colour, and that's where I say the coverage and making sure it's bespoke is really important. With men, or even people with really short hair or have really strong pigmented colour, you look like a bit of a Lego man. And you get that, yeah, that really square sort of look. Whereas if it is sort of designed for you can comb the color on and things like that. So it looks a little bit more subtle, a little bit more natural. And quite often when men color their hair, the shade is a bit too dark on them.
Yeah, because I
And it
think it'll make
doesn't,
them look
yeah.
younger. And I guess it's a giveaway if the hair on your face is a different color too, like your eyebrows or whatever.
Yes. Men are lucky. You guys get away with having grey hair, Women, not so much. Not fair.
Yeah, speaking of which, I've got a text from one person who has decided to go from dark brown to grey, and they ask if there's if you've got any advice around that sort of transition about the right way to do it.
So yes, I have a lot of clients who love coming in for this transition, particularly after COVID, because they thought they want to start seeing a little bit of the natural color. You just have to chat with your hairdresser and bite the bullet. It is a personal thing. So if it's something that you think, yep, I'm 100% ready to see my gray hair, then you can start the process and start to just move away from your root color. Some people like to just go cold turkey and grow it out. Or some people come in and they start getting foils, and that starts to soften away the demarcation line. So then they get to a place where they're like, oh, okay, I'm comfortable with this. Or some people start lightening out the dark in their hair and they start going fairer. So if their hair is quite white, for example, then they'd start going blonder and blonder, and then they find a happy medium of where they want to stop. And some don't look back, and other people think, oh my God, I really hate seeing myself grey or white, and it makes me feel old. So then we find a different way to colour their hair that is much more low maintenance than the full root.
Thank you. Craig's listening and asks, are hair dyes poisonous and is long-term use bad for your health?
Hair dyes have come such a long way since the Ice Age. So these days, there's so much amazing, healthy things in there that are really, really good for the hair. And there's even, paraben sulfate-free hair dyes out there now as well. So I say that also to my ladies who are pregnant, and they say, "Am I allowed to color my hair when I'm pregnant?" That is a personal preference. It's not going to harm you, but it is definitely a personal preference. And, doctors will say the same.
For people who can't come to see you at the 2023 Hairdresser of the Year,
Oh.
Tinny, any advice for picking a colourist or questions to ask or red flags? Any advice around finding a good one?
I think it's all about the consultation. So if you have something in mind that you want to have done, go in with a clear idea. Pictures are really, really good. I think pictures really depict what you want to say, because sometimes people don't know the right language or what to ask for, and that can be confusing for some hairdressers if they don't, really know what you're trying to get at. So if you show a picture, that kind of makes it a lot easier.
Jesse, when I
And
was,
if I've got good hair.
yeah, but anything that you can spot in the salon that might make you think, oh, I'm gonna reconsider this. I might go somewhere else. Bit hard to
Well,
tell
the
until you've actually
salon.
done it.
Yeah. I mean, most salons that I've gone to always look really, really lovely.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. It's good to hear. Jesse, when I was 12, I dyed my hair purple a week before our end of year assembly, and I was told that my hair colour was inappropriate and that I wasn't allowed to attend the year of the end of year event. Can hair colour be inappropriate? Are there any colours you won't do? My mum was very unimpressed with the school and they eventually reneged. So a bit of a story and a question for you there, Chinny.
Oh, see, this comes down to the school. I don't think any hair color is inappropriate. I love hair color. So, but I know that some schools are very strict, and you have to have the skirt to a certain level. You've got to have your hair off the collar, and that really does come down to the school that you go to. And unfortunately, their rules are their rules. So if you choose to go to that school, that's kind of the rules you have to abide to. But it can, I think people should be able to express themselves. I might be opening a can of worms here, but
Yeah.
I think everybody should be able to express themselves.
Do you ever try and talk somebody out of a particularly bold or radical colour?
100%. If I think that they are not really thinking about it clearly. So, I mean, I've had somebody that's a beautiful blonde come in and ask for red hair. And I said no, because I knew them as a client, and then when I, dived into it a bit more, there were other reasons that were making them want to do that. And it was like on a whim type thing. The next time they came back, they said, "Thank God you didn't do that to my hair, because I would have cried." So I'm glad that I went with my gut. But yeah, it has to suit the person. It's got to still look beautiful. And if it looks, yeah, if I think they're gonna look like a train wreck, I'm obviously not gonna give it to them.
How often does a request for a radical colour change coincide with a relationship breakup or other major personal upheaval?
A lot. A lot of the time, it's quite often the case. Or sometimes I just like, look, I feel like a massive change in my life. This is my year, seize the moment. And, if I talk to them for a while and I feel like they've been thinking about it for quite some time, then that's okay. But if it's like I just woke up today and thought,
Yeah.
screw it, I'm gonna shave my hair and do a Britney, I'm gonna be like, no, let's not do that today.
Can dyeing your hair, oh, by the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Chinny Yip, who's our Monday expert talking about hair colouring. You can text your question into 2101. Can dyeing your hair change your hair's texture?
Absolutely, yes. Obviously, everybody has different hair texture to start with. And a lot of people say, "Oh, I think dyeing my hair has made it like, dry or whatever." It comes down to home care and making sure you do look after your hair. When you dye it, it is changing the cuticle, so it is a little bit more porous. A lot of people like to color their hair to give themselves more volume. I'm one of those people. It does give me more volume, but at the same time, I really do look after my hair so that it does still feel, shiny and silky, and it is still long. So, yeah, it definitely can change the texture of your hair.
Someone says
I'm going
from brunette to blonde slowly. My colorist does the roots darker than the foils. Is this standard? Any ideas why she's doing this?
She does the roots darker than the foils. Maybe you naturally have a darker base. Again, until I get the whole sort of context, it's a little bit hard to answer that one. Depends on what you've discussed with your stylist. If you're wanting to go like a really light blonde, or if you are asking more for a balayage blonde. So there's a whole multitude of reasons why they could be still colouring your roots darker. Sometimes we do it in here. It's called a root smudge. So some of my clients like to be really bright, but they still like to have a bit of a root smudge. So when it grows out really softly, and the maintenance is not as full on.
Thank you.
If that makes sense.
Got a couple of henna fans. I did a natural red henna dye for my daughter last year for fun. It was so good and it lasted so well. And someone else says, henna, a natural product derived from roots, not only colours hair brilliantly, it's also a natural conditioner and very inexpensive. A $10 bag has lasted me almost 2 years, and doing it myself once every 6 weeks costs nothing. I get compliments on the colour almost every time I go out, according to Sandy on text.
Wonderful. Henna is a totally separate thing on its own. So that is actually one of the questions we do have to ask our clients when they come into the salon to have a colour professionally. It can react with salon colour, particularly bleach. So we do need to find out if people do have henna in the hair, how long ago it was, as it can swell up, as the compounds are quite different. And sometimes things that are natural, you don't really know what's in there. So that can react with things that are, you know, salon products like bleach and stuff that are a little bit more full on. But I'm not really for or against that, to be honest. Mm. It's really each
to their own. If it works
for
you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people, like, you know, that's the only thing that works for them because they're allergic to everything. So, yeah, that's like a real separate one on its own, I feel.
Thank you. What's the best way of dealing with sort of random greys?
Random greys?
Yeah, random grey hairs.
As in like...
Yeah.
Like as in you are naturally like a darker colour and you've got a couple of greys that are just poking
that's
out.
That's right, yeah.
Just pull them out, maybe. Provided it's not like a grey patch, because you look like you've got a bald patch. But I mean, I know some people are known to just kind of pull out the odd grey hair with their tweezers. But if you've sort of got lots of sporadic random grey all through the hair, you could just get a semi-permanent, and that would be enough to just, you know, gloss over it without being maintenance at the same time.
Thank you. Another text coming through. We've got lots and lots of them. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I've been bleaching my hair blonde. How easy is it to transition to foils for a natural blonde? Not sure if I understand that one. Do you understand that?
I totally understand that. Yes, that's something that I also have in salon. Sometimes when you've been bleaching your hair for a while and you're overlapping, it can actually cause a bit of breakage if you're not looking after it. And some do transition to foils. It's not really that hard to do. You will have to go through, obviously, with any kind of massive change, a bit of a transitional period, but it's definitely doable. You will just have to soften away that demarcation line. So they might semi-permanent in between that, or, you know, just do lots of foils and slowly let that grow out.
My daughter, says someone, was a beautiful, natural, bright blonde when she dyed her hair red. And when she stopped dyeing her hair red, she had lost the bright blonde and become light brown. Why is this?
It depends if she's talking about the natural hair or the hair that has been coloured. If they were a natural, bright blonde and they were dyeing their hair red, is that correct?
Yes, they were bright blonde, then they went red, and then they went blonde again,
naturally.
But it wasn't quite as blonde as it was.
It's probably because if
it,
there's any leftover, there might be remnants of old colour in there. So whenever you colour your hair and you want to lift it out again to a bright colour, it can take some time. A really good example is the Kardashians. So, when she went from really dark to platinum blonde, and everybody's like, oh my God, now I want to have that. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a bit of a process, it's a bit of a journey. And yeah, a lot of celebrities unfortunately use wigs and weftings, and we see a lot of the stuff out there on the internet, and we think, oh, I can do that straight away. But it's, yeah, that's not the case.
Can you fix most things?
Yeah, I like to think I can. It just takes time, depending on what the fix is.
It's funny you talk about skin tone and hair color. I'd never thought about that being part of the equation. But if you don't know much about skin tone, how that all works, I mean, what do you suggest? How do you work it out?
Well, that's why you speak to an expert, and hopefully they will be able to guide you in the right direction, so that you look like you've got beautiful glowing skin and your color is not going to wash you out. Does that help?
Yeah, once you do have a colour, what's the best way of making it last and protecting it?
100% in salon hair care. I know there's so much debate over this, and again, I feel like I might be opening a can of worms, but really, it is important. This is why hairdressers always harp on to our clients to look after their hair at home with what they recommend, because it is just far more superior. The technology is different. The stuff in the, again, supermarket and chemist, it's just like soap, really. It's going to strip out your color, and I learned this myself the hard way. So, when I was training, so yeah, it really does make a difference.
What about purple shampoo? What is that and how does that work?
So purple shampoo definitely has its place for people who want to counteract, and people with beautiful grey hair. So it's used to eliminate yellow in the hair, and these days there's actually blue shampoo as well in conditioners to help brunettes from, having that reddish look to their brunette hair, and it just keeps it a lot more cooler tone, and it keeps your blonde cooler as well, and it doesn't go too brassy.
What's
It's like an
popular?
in-home maintenance.
Yeah. What's popular at the moment in terms of colours? Anything on trend?
Well, the cowgirl copper is still, there's still lots of people that love copper. And yeah, blonde is major. I feel like I never, ever, ever stopped doing blondes. The money piece is still, something that I get asked for quite a lot. People
The
really
money
love the
piece?
lived-in look. Yeah,
What is that? I
the
haven't heard
money
that
piece,
before.
your little money penny.
What?
It's when you frame the front of your face to keep it a lot brighter, so you still feel like you've got that beautiful pop of color. But if you can't maintain your hair all that often, and everybody wants low maintenance color these days, the rest of it is a lot more softer, and then you just keep the brightness around the face. So we call that the money piece. I don't know if it gives you more money, it just kind of like makes it look hot.
Someone wants to know if a man could or should dye his beard.
Oh my God, if you want to, go for it, I say. Knock yourself out. Just don't look like a Lego man. Just comb it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a trend you hope doesn't come back?
Oh. maybe. Oh, I don't know if I should say it, because it must, what if people still have it? Like,
Well, it's the
maybe
only
the
way they're going to
minty
get the
cheese.
hint if we talk about it on the radio, Chinny.
The mince and cheese, maybe, and the stripes. I'm not the biggest fan of stripes and mince and cheese myself,
Mince
but
and
that's a
cheese.
pit. Yeah, when someone has like that dip dyed mince and cheese look, like it's one color on top and the other color on the bottom, that kind of thing.
I probably aren't paying close enough attention, but
Yeah, Christina Aguilera used to have
okay, I'll look that up.
it.
Thank you for your expertise.
You're welcome.
It's been really nice talking to you. Chinny
Not a
Yip,
problem.
who clearly knows what she's talking about. She's hairdresser of the year from Salute Hair and Day Spa in Lower Hutt. And thank you to everyone who texted their questions in.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.